"A very remarkable account," said Sherlock Holmes. "A fitting wind-up to an extremely interesting case. There is nothing at all new to me in the latter part of your narrative, except that you brought your own rope. That I did not know. By the way, I had hoped that Tonga had lost all his darts, yet he managed to shoot one at us in the boat."
"He had lost them all, sir, except the one which was in his blowpipe at the time."
"Ah, of course," said Holmes. "I had not thought of that."
"Is there any other point which you would like to ask about?"
asked the convict, affably. "I think not, thank you," my companion answered.
"Well, Holmes," said Athelney Jones, "you are a man to be humoured, and we all know that you are a connoisseur of crime. But duty is duty, and I have gone rather far in doing what you and your friend asked me. I shall feel more at ease when we have our storyteller here, safe under lock and key. The cab still waits, and there are two inspectors downstairs. I'm much obliged to you both for your assistance. Of course, you will be wanted at the trial. Good night to you."
"Good night, gentlemen, both," said Jonathan Small.
"You first, Small,"
remarked the wary Jones as they left the room.
"I'll take particular care that you don't club me with your wooden leg, whatever you may have done to the gentleman at the Andaman Isles."